It was battered and scarred, and the auctioneer thought it's scarcely worth his while to waste much time on the old violin, but he held it up and smiled. "What am I bid, good folks?" he cried. "Who'll start the bidding for me? A dollar? A dollar? Now who'll make it two? $2? And who'll make it three? $3 once, $3 twice, going for three." But no, from the room far back, a gray-haired man came forward, picked up the bow, then wiping the dust from the old violin and tightening up all the loose strings, he played a melody, pure and sweet as an angel sings. And as the music played, the auctioneer, with a voice that was quiet and low, said, "What am I bid for the old violin?" And he held it up with the bow. $1,000? And who'll make it two? $2,000? Who'll make it three? $3,000 once, $3,000 twice. Going and going, said he. The people cheered, but some of them cried, "We do not understand what changed its worth." The man smiled and replied, "The touch of the master's hand." You know, many a man with life out of tune and battered and torn with sin, he's auctioned cheap to a thoughtless crowd, much like the old violin. A bowl of porridge, a glass of wine, a game, and he travels on. He's going once, going twice, he's going and almost gone. But then the master comes, and the foolish crowd, well, they can never quite understand the worth of a soul and the change that's wrought by the touch of the master's hand.